Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And welcome to Life and Taxes. Andrew Foster in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Merry Christmas. We didn't do our Christmas bells. Intro that music this morning. So, all right. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, Ben, a couple of updates. You know, last week we talked extensively regarding the tax extenders. We were waiting to see if any action by the lame duck Congress. Looks like the government shutdown may have shut down any work on the tax extenders. It seems that the Senate's just passed what they call a clean bill, which I'm not really sure what that means in Congress, but clean bill, we'll put in air quotes, passed the Senate yesterday to fund the government.
It supposedly doesn't have unrelated legislation to it.
Exactly. So no unrelated legislation such as tax extenders. Therefore, that passed the Senate. Supposedly, I think it'll pass the House today, and then President Trump will sign it. And that's pretty much the last action they're going to take this year as far as Congress goes.
Actually, that only puts it off to like February 9th or something.
Yeah, February 8th, I think I read. So it's pretty much just kicking the can down the road on that one. So we'll see next year. We'll see what Speaker Pelosi wants to do with regards to the tax extender. She mentioned that possibly she'd look into possible legislation. And again, we talk about this all the time. Last year, they were passed in February or so, retroactive to the last tax year. So they can certainly pass tax bills that way. So it's not uncommon for that to occur.
Okay, so just keep an eye on that.
Yeah, and then same thing with the Hurricane Florence and Michael and the California Wildfire Act introduced in the Senate. Senator Burr is actually the sponsor on this. All of the senators from California. Florida and North Carolina are co-sponsors, and it's been introduced, but again, no action. Nothing's going to take place with regards to that. However, I do think that'll be something that Congress will take up relatively quickly in the first of the year, so I'll keep our listeners informed.
All right, good.
So there's a couple of pending things. Now, what's something that's concrete? The IRS released the new Form 1040.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the new Form 1040 has come out. It actually takes the place as well as the 1040A and the 1040EZ. So if you filed those in the past, you're going to be looking at just filing the stock 1040 this particular year. Not quite a postcard. You know, the goal was to try to get it on a postcard. It is shorter though. But you know, it's
sorry,
funny.
Nobody knows what a postcard is anymore anyway.
you know, it's funny because it's shorter been in the number of lines, but we've added six new schedules. So it's kind of interesting the way
that works.
The Paperwork
Reduction Act, it'll work.
Yeah, and also the instructions come in at 117 pages.
No kidding.
So, you know, you end up with a two-page form with six new schedules, number schedules, and oh, by the way, we didn't lose the lettered schedules either. They're still hanging around. So the simplification of the tax code just adds more pages. That's pretty much the way that it works. So anyways, I just thought it might be good to go through what the six new numbered schedules are.
Okay.
You know, the schedule.
So we're not having the A and C and E's any longer?
Oh, we still got them.
Oh,
then.
We still have those.
We
okay,
still got
never
them.
Mind.
Don't worry about that. Yeah. Still A, B, C, D, E, F. All the all those schedules are still there, but we got six new ones, you know. So we've been able to shorten the number of lines, like I said, on the actual form 1040 itself. But we've just added, like I said, more schedules to do your reconciliations, et cetera. So number one is for any additional income, such as capital gains, unemployment compensation, prize or award money, if you won that lottery, and you get to put those winnings there, gambling winnings, that's all going to go on your new Schedule 1, as well as deductions such as your student loan interest deduction. I mentioned that's a favorite of mine. And an educator expenses, that $250 that educators can write off their taxes for providing stuff for the classroom.
Oh, so that's
their
still
students.
In there.
Still in there. That's actually permanent now in the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, that $250 educator expense. So that would all go on your Schedule 1, your new Schedule 1. Your second schedule is going to be if you had the alternative minimum tax apply, didn't get rid of that under the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. So if you've got AMT, you're going to be looking at having to file Schedule 2. And also, if you're reconciling your premium tax credit. So this is under the Affordable Care Act. You know, you if you get your credit throughout the year to lower the amount of premium that you pay each month, when you get to do, you know, when you get to the end of the year, you reconcile to make sure that you didn't get any extra amount that you shouldn't have gotten. You know, we've talked about those nightmare scenarios where someone changes jobs and increases their income but fails to report the information to the exchange. They continue to receive the same premium, and then lo and behold, at the end of the year when they do this reconciliation report,
they owe some money.
You may owe several thousand dollars back to the IRS to make up for the fact that you received those credits during the year to lower your premiums paid for insurance. So this is where you're going to do that reconciliation. It's going to be on Schedule 2. Schedule 3 is where you would claim non-refundable credits, such as education credits and general business credits. This does include, Ben, the child tax credit or the credit for other dependents. So Schedule 3 is fairly limited, but you know, if you do fall into those categories, you'll be filing that one as well.
These sound like a lot of things that were on worksheets before,
and then
were reported on other schedules.
Exactly. I think they've kind of tried to they've tried to consolidate. You know, I think that's the idea here. So I was kind of joking before about adding the pages, but they're I think they're trying to make the forms a little bit simpler. But you know, how simple can you make it?
That's right. It is the IRS.
Yeah. And then number four, Schedule 4. If you owe other taxes, such as self-employment taxes or, you know, household employment taxes, if you have someone who works for you in your household, that you're going to be using Schedule 4 to report those types of items this next tax year. Number five is if you claim a refundable credit other than the earned income tax credit or the American Opportunity Credit, which is an education credit, or the additional child tax credit. So really you're looking at your health coverage tax credit here. So if you've claimed that and don't owe anything back, you're going to be looking at Schedule 5. Number 6, if you got a foreign address or if you're going to designate a third party, such as an attorney or someone, to be able to speak to the IRS on your behalf regarding this particular return, you're going to be looking at Schedule number 6 to do that. So, you know, all fun and games here with the new tax form with the new six schedules. Interestingly enough, we still have the health coverage box. So this is on the actual form itself. There's a box to select whether you had health coverage during the year. Now people may be confused about this and go, wait a minute, I know you've talked to Andrew about how the shared responsibility payment, the individual mandate, whatever you want to call it, the penalty, is no longer with us, but it was there for 2018. So this is the last year where we're going to have to worry about the shared responsibility payment. So if you didn't have coverage or you don't meet coverage exemption, you're going to have to end up paying that penalty one last time unless something changes.
I guess all the tax software people are still going to be in business then.
That's right. And that's the thing. And I think that's the interesting thing you brought up, Ben, which is, you know, I wanted to go through this with the listeners so they're when they – or filling out their forms and they see a new schedule, like a Schedule 1, 2, 3, they're like, what is this? But really the idea is that it's still going to be the same basic setup. If you do your own taxes, you use the TurboTax, you know.
They're still going to ask you questions.
It's going to ask you the questions. And it's going to put it on the right box. It's going to put it in the right form. But there are some new things that, you know, just to be aware of. And the form looks a little bit different. You know, the signature box is just a little bit changed. But a lot of stuff's the same. I mean, same thing, Social Security number, name, your filing status box is still going to be there. One thing that's gone, of course, is your personal exemption box. We mentioned that in the past, that along with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, personal exemptions are no more, that we've just increased our standard deduction, where the standard deduction is now at $12,000 per taxpayer, $24,000 for married filing jointly.
So with the new year, when you're filling out your work stuff for work, as far as what gets deducted, you don't fill out exemptions any longer, right?
So no more exemptions. Yeah, just going to be just your deductions. Then you've got your dependents, Ben, and remember the dependents here you list no longer get an exemption for those, but we've got some credits that we're given. We've got some child and non-child tax credits. And again, credits are good, dollar for dollar reduction in tax.
Right.
But that's how you're going to get your benefits for your dependents. But you still list them on the form. There's four lines to list dependents. If you got a big family, mm-hmm. you're going to be adding a page.
Mm-hmm.
Then as far as your income reporting, this is kind of an interesting one because a lot of times you're looking for your adjusted gross income because that's just a number that's commonly used. What was your AGI for last year
mm-hmm.
for various things? It used to be on line 37. It's now on line 7.
Mm-hmm.
So line 7 is going to be important for our listeners out there for government benefits and other things like that. That AGI number is going to be important.
I have a feeling there were a lot of late nights and delivered pizza that helped to develop these forms.
That's right.
I mean, they've been churning these out, and I'm thinking about how the TurboTax software people, hopefully they got an inkling of these sooner and they were working on them, because a lot of people, January 1st, they want to file.
That's right. So, again, and it's funny you mentioned that, Ben, because remember the safe way to do this, unless you really, really know what your tax attributes are, is, make sure you get those 1099s, W-2s, make sure your numbers all match up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the safe way to do it.
And is that income reported any differently now? 1099 income, is that reported the same way?
Well, it's going to be, depending on... additional income could fall on Schedule 1. So,
mm-hmm.
It kind of depends on where the source of that income is. So you may end up having it there.
Mm-hmm.
But your income reconciliation, so all where you go from Schedule A, B, C, all those schedules, is actually going to end up on Schedule 1.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of our listeners will be using that particular schedule this tax year, even if they're doing the TurboTax and don't quite know that's where it's ending up.
Right.
So... But yeah, just different, new legislation brings new forms and new tweaks, and we'll all adjust to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Until it changes again,
that's right. All right. If you want to find out more about your own tax life, you want to call on the folks at Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law, afoster@harvellandcollins.com, and you can go on the website too and find out more, or call for an appointment at 726-9050. Thanks, Andrew. Merry Christmas.
A blockbuster New York Times story.